Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, as we said before the break, that press conference about the summer economic statement is finally underway. And what we've learned thus far is confirmation that there will be an overall package of 6.7 billion euro in tax and spending measures, that there has been a surplus for the first half of 2022, largely driven by the 8.8 billion euro total corporate tax receipts for the first half of the year. And we will, of course, bring you all the details of that as the press conference proceeds over the next short while. Right now, though, we're joined by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance from his Donegal constituency, for his take on what is being announced today. And you're very welcome, Piers, to the programme this evening. Lots of economic data coming at us today. What does all this information tell you about the capacity of the state and indeed the government to respond to the cost of living crisis?
Well, I think it's very clear from the summary economic statement and the numbers contained within it, what we've been saying and what, in fairness, the Central Bank, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and the ESRI have been saying, is that there is capacity for government to have targeted measures in relation to those most vulnerable from the cost of living crisis. What is very disappointing for your listeners is that while the government are bringing the budget day forward by 14 days, people will still have to wait nearly 3 months for announcement as to what will happen. It appears from what's in this document today that the government are looking at an indicative package for the remainder of this year of 400 million. If that is the size and scale of what is going to be planned for this year, then that is nowhere near enough. We're seeing, obviously, record levels of inflation that we haven't seen in four decades, and people need support right now, not in 3 months' time. They need support now. That's why there should be an emergency budget, but the scale of that also needs to be significantly increased.
Significantly increased from what the government is apparently announcing, that the 6.7 billion Sinn Féin would be doing more.
Well, there's two parts to that, Sarah. First of all, what the government are announcing in terms of 6.7 billion is for 2023.
Yes.
People are really, really struggling right now, and that's why they need support. So what's in this document, and you know the detail is sketchy at the minute, but what's in this document is a suggestion that 400 million will be made available for the latter part of this year to help with some of these measures, and that's not enough. We've been arguing that this week we should be announcing a 1.4 billion euro package targeted loan middle-income earners, targeting the cost pressures that are on individuals, cost of living payments, increased in social welfare rates, reductions in rents and childcare, and a number of other policy measures, particularly around back to school. Because remember, all these children will be back at school before the government even announce what they're planning to do. So there's no help for parents between now and then in relation to those. For next year, the package that they're announcing, we need to delve into the numbers. We need to go into look at it a bit closer. I'm very concerned in terms of that there is no additional capital beyond what is in the National Development Plan. Last year, we were arguing for 1.6 billion euro more to deal with the housing crisis. But there's also some other numbers, Sarah, that we need to look into. For example, there's a thing called existing levels of services, which basically is how much it costs just to keep the health service providing the same service that they're doing today, the education service, so on and so forth, all the services to keep it in line. So there's no increase in the costs of running that service compared to what they announced last year, despite the fact that the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council have warned in May that those costs are going to increase as a result of inflation. Okay. Yet those costs, that those numbers haven't increased. So
there's some interesting points there. Just to be clear then, though, on what Sinn Féin would be doing if you were transporting to government at this point in time, you'd be spending 1.4 billion in an emergency budget right now, and then you would also be doing a budget to the tune of, am I right, the 6.7 billion roughly that the government is talking about again in October. Am I right?
Yeah, so let me be clear. If I was Minister for Finance, I would be announcing tomorrow an emergency budget that would put money back into workers'
billion,
and families'
yes?
pockets. 1.4 billion.
I would be bringing
forward
a
budget then in the autumn. I would be bringing forward a budget in the autumn, which would have significant investment beyond what the government are talking about in areas such as capital. So 1.6 billion euro extra we argued for capital. That still is required. We still need to build those houses. We need to build those homes. We need to get house prices down and rents down. And the only way you're going to do that is by actually dealing with the issue of supply. We would look at then in relation to some of the other measures that is there. As I said, we've concerns in relation to the figures. So the figures here are presented.
Do you have a figure for yourself, Pierce? I've heard your concerns on the government's figures, and as you say, we may need more detail to dig around on that. But in terms of what Sinn Féin would do, I'm hearing 1.4 billion right now. What would you do as well in October? Like, what's the total spend that you're talking about here?
Well, Sarah, that is outlined in the in our alternative budget, and you would be the first to criticise me. You would be the first to criticise me if I actually just put out a figure without actually having it costed by the Department of Finance and the Department of Public Expenditure. So the key things that guide an opposition party in relation to putting forward an alternative budget is some of the data that comes from the Department of Finance. It's been published
in the last 20 minutes.
I understand your reasons
for not having one, but just to be clear, you don't have a figure for what you'd spend in the budget right now because you haven't had a chance yet to cost that with the Department of Finance. That's fine.
There's also the inflation rates, which aren't in this document. So we also need to see what is the projected inflation for this year and next year. So, for example, if you want to inflation-proof social welfare rates, if it was 10 euro, which wouldn't be even keeping with inflation at this point in time, it would cost 400 million for core social welfare rates. It would cost 300 million for old age pensioners.
I know.
If the inflation rate is higher than that, then the costs go up. So therefore, we need those types of detail, which aren't in the summary economic statement. They're not there at the minute to actually frame next year's budget. But I can say very clearly, to you, there's no additional capital here beyond what's in the National Development Plan. So there would be an additional capital level.
And you've said that. I need to raise some concerns with you, though, about what you're talking about, because I know you don't have a figure for the budget, but traditionally Sinn Féin has spent at least what the government has spent in any budget, in your alternative budget, if not more. So I'm going to work on the basis that you would be spending the 6.7 billion, if not more, in your alternative budget, if you don't mind me taking that as an accepted likelihood. As well as the 1.4 billion that you're going to spend now. Now, do you not have any concerns about what's going to happen in the latter half of this year or next year, given the economic uncertainty that we're facing, or the huge concerns that the Department of Finance is raising over the fact that the big reason we have this big budget surplus or this year, exchequer surplus, is because of corporation tax, and that leaves us so vulnerable if something was to happen there?
Of course you take all those concerns into factor when you're factoring your budget. But you also take concerns of the fact that people are queuing up and will tomorrow again for food parcels. You also take into the concerns that one in three people are living in energy poverty, or one in three compared to the Bank of Ireland survey are finding it difficult to make ends meet this week, not in 3 months' time, this week. You also have to look at the resources that are available to the state. The state will be in a surplus this year and again next year. So there is scope there, as has been pointed out, not just by Sinn Féin, but some of the most prudent and fiscally conservative organisations, like the Budget Watchdog that was established to make sure that, you know, that the economy wasn't wrecked the way it was when Fianna Fáil were last in office, or the Central Bank, which has a mandate in relation to
stability. There's not endless scope. And the Department of Finance says that
scope.
If corporation tax had stayed at 2019 levels, for example, we'd actually be running a deficit of over 1% this year. That's how reliant we are on corporation tax. So if you're building budget spending around that sort of vulnerable income that could disappear, do you not leave the state in a vulnerable state?
No, well, first of all, the difference between ourselves and Pascal Donoghue's approach in this year is we will actually raise income. So we will tap into some of those with the broader shoulder in society. So we will target additional taxes on individuals that have over 140,000 euro individual income. We will actually increase the bank levy. We will make sure that there's a 40% rate of CGT on individual incomes over 500,000 euro. So those type of measures, Sarah, bring in 645 million alone. So that's how Sinn Féin are able to actually make sure that target investment goes into the pockets of ordinary workers and families. Okay. Because
Can I ask you briefly, Pierce, before we let you go, of where your listeners are today. In your emergency budget that you're talking about, the 1.4 billion, you wanted to cut VAT on fuel. Now, the ESRI says that will help higher earners more. It's a poorly targeted response.
Well, first of all, we can't cut VAT and fuel because it's in a European directive. So the proposal is to bring excise on fuel down to the maximum level that we can under the European Union. It is one of the few broad measures that are in relation to our alternative budget. The vast majority of measures are targeted at individuals on low and middle incomes.
But what do you say to the fact that the ASRI says that's a poorly targeted response that will help the highest income earners most?
Because this is a broad measure, as I said, that doesn't have a huge cost in relation to it, but it's one that needs to be supported. People need to be supported, particularly those in rural counties, when they're seeing petrol pump prices at 225 and 230 in some cases. But unlike what the government have done, because the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council have said that up to 90% of the measures that were introduced by the government so far were untargeted. Unlike that, the vast majority of Sinn Féin's measures are targeted at low and income workers, and that exactly what the likes of the ESRI are looking for. Of course, there's going to be a number of smaller, broader measures to support people because other people are also feeling the pinch.
All right, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us.